From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new MDX with available real-time traffic monitoring. More information at Acura.com.
2 years ago, during my first year at college, I snagged a coveted position in the student publications department. The first couple weeks, I had a great time squirreled away in the basement of the Student Union building, filing old articles in the archives. It wasn't until our first staff meeting that I began to notice a few abnormalities. We met at a local bar. After the first hour, our boss had downed a pitcher of beer, and with a glazed-over look in his eye, he hiccuped through the rest of the agenda. When he finally reached the end, everyone clamored for the door, some making half-hearted excuses about how they really had to get home and study. I let him buy me a glass of some really bad house wine, and after about 15 minutes, I stood up and told him I had to go. He ignored my outstretched hand and gave me a big bear hug. With his face close enough to mine to smell the Guinness, he told me he was really happy he hired me. I didn't think much of the incident. A few weeks later, a rumor started going around the office that he had commented on one of our coworkers' breasts and then asked her to lift up her shirt so he could see the color of her bra. A few of the girls asked me to join them in telling our boss's supervisor what was going on. I told them I would try to make it, but the day of the meeting came and went, and I never gave a statement. I'm still not sure why I stayed away. I like to tell myself that if my supervisor were to corner me in some dark part of the library and demand whatever someone lurking in the dark part of the library might demand, I would take immediate action. But to be honest, I'm not so sure I would. Every time I've spoken out about harassment, I've heard all the usual responses. You're being too sensitive. He didn't mean it that way. Just lock the deadbolt and go to sleep. So when I heard about the Foley scandal, I wasn't that surprised. I'm interested to see what happens, and if in the end it was worth it for that kid to speak up. With The Perspective, I'm Ashley Stewart.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.